I know that you'd like to make me the topic of this and not what happened, but I did ask a Democratic senator just a few minutes ago about AOC's comments, and I don't actually even know what you're talking about when I ask questions as if like that's an assertion. It's a question. How can you make a conclusion before an investigation? And there really isn't an answer other than you saw the video. I want to ask a question about the rules of how law enforcement is allowed to engage when feeling threatened, per your assertions. Because I want to show some video to you right now and ask, what is the appropriate response for the police officers in this situation? Those are law enforcement officers being physically attacked. By this standard, would any of those officers be justified in shooting and killing the people causing them physical harm?
Every single situation is going to rely on the situation those officers are on. That they know that when people are putting hands on them, when they are using weapons against them, when they are physically harming them, that they have the authority to arrest those individuals.
The president pardoned every single one of those people.
And make sure that they're getting justice for their actions going forward.
President Trump pardoned every single one of those people.
And every single one of these investigations comes in the full context of the situation on the ground. And that's one thing that President Trump has been so focused on, is making sure that when we're out there, we don't pick and choose which situations are in which laws are enforced and which ones aren't. Every single one of them is being enforced under the Trump administration. And the clarity of the law stands. And if people don't like it, these members of Congress and elected officials should go change the law and make sure they have that debate and policy.